It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. And welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Will Hampton. This show, underwritten by AAA Roofing Company and also the Elam Group, ELAM.com. I'm sorry, it's ELM. ELAMUSA.com. Hey, it's the crossover season, folks. Basketball, can you believe it? As we move into the month of October, basketball starts happening all around the nation and the world. When you think of the Indiana Pacers, they're in India. The Pacers are in India, and this week they open the Pacers preseason schedule against the Sacramento Kings. They play Friday and Saturday in India, and then they're back home, and their first home preseason game is October 11th. So we wish the Pacers the very best. I know Chris Denary's out there with the team, and we'll have to get Chris on sometime here early before the season starts, or maybe right as the Pacers season gets underway. Well, we're 4 weeks into the NFL season, which is really what the coaches call the first measuring stick, when you kind of get a feel as to who's good and who's not in the NFL. It's the quarter poll. It's the first four games of a 16-game schedule. So after 4 weeks, what do you think of your Colts? Well, I'd say 50-50, because that's where they are. They're 2-2 right now. The Colts are prime time. This Sunday night, they play the Sunday night game, a late one, so take a nap right after Mass on Sunday and wait up for the Colts, because they play at Kansas City. It's about an 8:40 tip time this Sunday. The Chiefs absolutely look great. They're one of the teams to beat, I think, in the NFL. The Colts defense could be in some serious trouble if they don't learn to tackle a little better, because KC can flat out score. Patrick Mahomes is their quarterback. They've scored 135 points in four games, and they come into this game against the Colts Sunday night at 4-0. As to other teams that look great, the Patriots do. They struggled a little bit against the Buffalo Bills, but I think it's just an indication that Buffalo's a better team. Last weekend, the Patriots have only given up 27 points, though, in four games. That's amazing. They are 4-0, and they just look really good. Another team I think that looks kind of interesting this year, the Bears. The Bears, with their defense is really good. And did you know their defensive coordinator is Chuck Pagano? The former Colts coach is now up in Chicago as the defensive coordinator for the Bears. So it's neat to see the Bears play better this year with Coach Chuck Pagano up there. Father Douglas Hunter, speaking of the Colts, he's going to join us coming up later on this show, and we'll talk about him and what's going on as he is the chaplain of the Indianapolis Colts. College football, Notre Dame is back in stride. They should have no trouble this Saturday. Another one of their really big opponents. They play Bowling Green Saturday, so they should move on. And they did come up one spot. They're now ninth in the nation. The Marion Knights, their football team is 3-0. They take on St. Francis this Saturday at home. And speaking of that game, when we're going to take a break, and their coach, Mark Henniger, is going to join us as we talk about the Franciscan Bowl, Marion against St. Francis, this Saturday night at Marion University. We'll talk to Coach Mark Henniger when Catholic Sports Weekly continues.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof and your building investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, this show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company and also 21ology.com. Well, the Marion Knights football, the Knights are 3-0 to start the year. Three games, they've won 49-14, 55-0, and 49-7. Can we say lopsided? Yes, it has been. But this week, we'll see what happens. They host number 3, St. Francis, this Saturday night. The Cougars are also 3-0, and they have had not really had the lopsided victory. So they've been playing some of the same teams that the Knights have been playing with a lot closer scores. They got W's, but they didn't blow them out. Let's welcome Matt. Mark Henniger. Hey, Coach. Oh, I forgot your first name there for a second. Mark Henniger of the Marion Knights joins us. How's it going, Coach?
It's going fine, and actually, Matt's my cousin.
Yeah, yeah. See, he's a Facebook guy on mine, and I see that all. He's like the king of the Facebook. Have you ever seen anybody post more stuff?
Media.
Well, he and your wife's pretty good with Facebook too. She's all over the place.
She's good at that.
Yeah, I still remember my favorite picture ever. Me and your wife, and we were talking. I used to call her Jenny, right? You call her. What do you call her? Do you call her Jenny or Jennifer? Yeah. Okay. I didn't know if you call her full name or Jenny or just anything, right?
Whatever keep me out of trouble.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever. My favorite shot ever is when we were up at a St. Francis game, and it was after a big victory over the Cougars by Marion University. And she and I are sitting there, and I've got a victory cigar in my mouth, and it's one of my favorite pictures ever with my association with Marion. So this week it's the Franciscan Bowl as you guys take on St. Francis. It's a 6:05 kick Saturday night at Marion University. Is it okay to say it's always fun when you two get together, or is it a lot of work when you take on St. Francis?
Well, it's a lot of work. I mean, you're playing against a great football team, you know, but it is fun. I mean, it's you know, we always say this, but you know, rivalries are what make college football fun. You know, it's really the thing that I think differentiates college football from really probably just about anything else. Are the rivalries, and this is as good a rivalry I think as there is in all of college football. I mean, it's you know, two great football teams. You know, we're 2 hours apart. You know, we all recruit the same guys. You know, every guy on their roster was. You know, just about every guy on that roster was recruited by us, and just about every guy on our roster was recruited by them. So I mean, there's so much familiarity, you know, I mean, we on top of that, I mean, you got two, you know, great teams that, you know, have been, you know, very highly ranked, and you know, just national implications always ride upon this game. So it's a lot of fun. You know, it's what college football is all about.
Yeah, I mean, between the two schools, four national championships, and a lot of them recently. So, I mean, most of them, all of them, really recently. This game, to me, there's some little extra chippiness sometimes on the field. And how much do you have to guard against that, you know, so you don't get a guy thrown out of the game or something? Is it do you talk a lot about that as far as main, you know, kind of controlling their emotions and you know, when the whistle hits, stop your jaw and extra push, or, you know, I would imagine there's a lot of, I've seen it, I've been on the sidelines before. Yeah. There's a lot of that goes on. How much do you prepare for that?
A lot. We talk about it a lot. Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, it's an emotional, you know, guys get emotional, and I mean, it's, you know, I mean, there's, you know, and it's a heated, you know, it's a heated game, it's a heated rivalry. I mean, there's, you know, I think there's a lot of respect between the two programs, but there's not a lot of love lost between the two programs when, mm-hmm. you know, when the clock starts and you know, really up till that clock hits zero. You know, but it is, you know, as heated as the thing gets, you know, during the game, I think, you know, it is kind of a neat thing that when the game ends, you know, you see all these guys that were high school teammates, you know, you know, you got guys from Marion, guys from St. Francis talking to one another and you know, families talking to one another. And you know, I think it's like any other, you know, in-state rivalry. You've got so many ties that link the two schools together. You know, so that it's, but no, it definitely is something that we talk about that a lot with our guys that, you know, hey, we got to, you know, focus on, I mean, the game of football is hard enough as it is, you know, you know, all the stuff that we ask our guys to think about and mentally process, you know, there's just not enough mental capacity and energy to be focusing on things that are not going to help you win a football game. So, you know, we talk, and we do have a pretty mature team right now, and, you know, hopefully that's something that, you know, we will address, and hopefully it's something we're able to take care of and manage.
Yeah, talking with Mark Henninger, head coach of the Marion Knights football team. You're 3-0 to start the year, and you take on St. Francis this Saturday night, 6:05 kickoff in the Franciscan Bowl. And when you think about your team, even though you look at the big numbers, you know, 49, 55, and 49 in three games, it starts with defense. And you look at the stats, it's crazy. What, 8 interceptions as a team in three games and 15 sacks? I think my stats are right, but those are big numbers for a defense in just three games.
Yeah, our defense is playing really well right now. They're flying around, having a lot of fun playing the game. Coach Caribou, our defensive coordinator, has really, along with our defensive staff, put together some really great game plans, and our players do a great job of going out and executing it. It's makes week really hard, but they do. They challenge one another. I mean, it's a really fun, it's a fun group to coach right now. The thing that's, the turnovers, and, they've had opportunities to make big plays, and we've made them. I think at this point, the statistic, that's crazy right now is our defense has scored 2 touchdowns in all 3 of these games. So that's, I don't know how many defensive touchdowns. I don't know if we had any defensive scores a year ago. We had a pretty good defense a year ago. So, they're playing fast, and when they get opportunities, they're able to make plays right now.
Yeah, I remember when I was over there, the guy I think of first and foremost is Bo Shields. He's, of course, no longer playing. He's now graduated and doing good things out in the business world. But he was a guy that sort of had that energy all the time. And it was flying around. You never knew who he was going to hit next and how long after the whistle it was going to be a hit. but when was he going to hit the next guy really hard and fly around? Now it seems like, correct me if I'm wrong, it's like you've got 11 Bo Shields on that side of the ball, and they're just all flying around, and they're all trying to look for the next guy to hit.
Yeah, I mean, Bo would fit in with this group really well.
Oh, yeah.
He'd have a lot of fun playing with these guys. A lot of these guys were, they were freshmen when Bo was a senior, they're watching, they watched how that guy, how he played, the energy that he played with, the high motor, they watched how he prepared. It was one of the things that Bo did such a great job of, and what our guys right now, I think, do a great job of is just preparing, watching film, studying the game plan, studying their opponent, and they compete. They compete all the time in everything they do. I mean, we have players that, they'll compete with each other on, who's in here the most, watching the most film. Mm-hmm. They'll compete on who gets in here the fastest and, after practice ends or whatever. So it's a really, it's a fun culture right now that we have, really all across our football team with a lot of guys, I think, that just love playing the game of football.
Yeah, they sure do. They sure look like it. Mark Hettinger, head coach of the Marion Knights, take on St. Francis Saturday night, 6:05 on campus on the west side of Indianapolis. And tell me about this St. Francis team. They're ranked third, right? They're ranked third in the nation.
Yeah.
You and I both feel the same way kind of about rankings. They don't mean a whole lot until the end of the year when somebody's number one, whoever wins the whole thing. But are they a typical St. Francis team? Do they do things a little differently than other teams, or what do they look like this year?
No, they're a typical St. Francis team, and they've got they're really talented on offense. They've got a lot of experience back at the receiver position. They got a couple running backs back there that run the thing really hard, make you miss. Physical players, their offensive line's big. They got a good quarterback that he's a big strong arm kid, just like the guys that they've had at that position. But he's a little bit more mobile, which is something that I think makes him, he brings in a different dynamic to the game a little bit. And in terms of the kid that they had a couple years ago that was so good. I mean, but he never scrambled. I mean, he was standing back in that pocket until the thing collapsed all the way around him and he was throwing the football. Whereas this guy, he'll get out and make things happen with his feet. So he's a challenge for sure. So I mean, offensively, they look like every St. Francis team I've seen since I've been here.
Really?
They're explosive. They're going to throw the ball deep and, it forced you to defend them all over the field. Defensively for them, they've got some new faces in there, but same thing. They're not. It's funny. We played Robert Morris a week ago, and it was they are such a difficult prep. You've got, I think we had, I don't know, something 70 some formations that we broke down on. Our defense broke down on their offense through 3 games. And then each of those formations has motions and shifts and all that stuff. And, their defense was kind of the same way. You just didn't know what kind of look you're getting. These guys, the prep is easy. I mean, they don't do a ton of stuff. They're really well coached. They're really sound. The hard thing are the people they got running it. So they've got good players. It'll be your typical Marion St. Francis matchup.
Yeah, I love it. Franciscan Bowl is what we call it, and it's 2 Catholic universities, 2 Franciscan based universities, and there is an element of that that's really important to the community. Both communities really embrace that Catholic heritage, don't they?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean it's the Franciscan Bulls title that way for a reason. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, sometimes I wonder how St. Francis would feel about some of the antics that happen around the game. But
he can always go to confession afterwards, right? That's the key.
That's the best part of it, man. That's the best part of it. So you know, God will love you either way. So
yeah,
it's just so to have two great football programs and two great institutions that are, you know, 2 hours apart here in our state. It's a special week.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I encourage everyone listening. 6:05 Saturday on the Marion campus. Marion hosting St. Francis, should be a fantastic football game. Real quickly before I let you go, Brandon Dillon, he's a guy that left your program last year, a tight end. He's with the Vikings. I think he's now on the practice squad. And last I heard, Krishan Hogan, of course, a lot of people know him, was a Colt. He is now, I think, on the practice squad for the Saints. Any update on those two guys, or how proud are you to see two guys from Marion University playing in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't be prouder of those two guys. It's awesome. You know, it really is. Two guys that, you know, they weren't, you know, neither of them were drafted. You know, they're both undrafted free agent signees, and both of them, you know, made the squads as, you know, just through really sheer work ethic, you know, on their part. So they're both outstanding football players, even better people. You know, I know Brandon was on the 53-man roster for the first game, and then they had one of their tight ends get back, and so they put him back on the practice squad, I think, but, you know, with plans to bring him back up, you know. And and then Krishan, yeah, I mean, he's landed down there with the Saints, which, you know, we couldn't be more excited about our coaching staff. You know, we've had the opportunity to get to know some of those guys on the staff down there with the Saints, so to have Krishan down there, it's just awesome. So, you know, and same thing, he's just working and, you know, biding his time till he gets the call to come up and join the 53-man.
Yeah, that'll be great when he gets that chance. Coach, thank you very much, and go get him this Saturday night, Marion against St. Francis, 6:05 kick on campus at Marion University. Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, Will, thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break. Back with more Catholic Sports Weekly after this.
Support comes from Marion University, inviting students to visit the campus on a Saturday. They know it can be difficult with work to visit during the week, so they offer special blue and gold days for high school students and families on Saturdays. You'll receive information about degree programs and financial aid. Blue and gold days are Saturday, October 12th and 26th, and November 2nd. Registration and information are available at 317-955-6300 or email events@marion.edu.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, this show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company and also the Elam Group, ELAMUSA.com. Real quickly, update on some high school football. Chatard is 5-1. They got a big win over Guerin Catholic. Huge crowd last Friday night at Guerin. It was their homecoming, and Chatard came in there and really looked good. Cathedral hosts Louisville Trinity. The Irish are 4-2, and Cecina lost. They've lost a couple in a row. They have now 2-2, I think, on the year. And Ritter hosts Beech Grove this week. And speaking of one of the other schools is Ron Colley, and a guy who knows a little bit about them, I think, is Father Douglas Hunter, who is the Colts chaplain, also the chaplain for Ron Colley now, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, so tell me about the Rebels this year. I know they're not getting as many W's as people would like, but that may make your job a little tougher, right? You've got to do a little more work with Ron Colley.
Oh, when the weekend comes, I have no fingernails left.
I bet. Father Douglas Hunter, he's the Colts chaplain, and been a lot of stuff going on for the Indianapolis Colts this year, going back into August when some guy named Luck decided to retire, and then the whole face of the organization sort of changed. How is it going over there? How's the temperament for your Indianapolis Colts right now?
The temperament is good. We're just trying to figure out a few small things.
Yeah. And that's kind of, I would imagine, when you kind of lean on the leadership, as you know, Chris Ballard is one of the best men. I mean, he's just a good, solid man that takes care of the right things first and then moves on to the other things. I would imagine your relationship with him is growing. And also, I would imagine you probably agree with me that if there's anybody in charge of an organization like what the Colts have kind of been through, he's a pretty good guy to be in charge, isn't he?
Most definitely.
Yeah. What is it about his leadership style, do you think, that makes him who he is?
Well, I can tell you for a fact that they're looking at the overall player. They're not just looking at the stats that the guy's putting on the board, you know, from college and previous NFL experience. They're going out talking to the neighbors. They're talking to their pastors. They are talking to their teachers and finding out more about the guy. Do we want him to represent our team? Is he worthy of representing our team? And when they find out if he is worthy, then they bring him in and try him out, look at his sports footage, and they talk to him, and we see if he's not a right fit, he doesn't stay around.
Yeah, and that's so important when you're trying to build an organization, not just a championships organization, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. You recently, Catholic Radio Indy, hosted our annual dinner, and you were the featured speaker. I unfortunately missed it because I can't remember where I was or what happened. I think it had something to do with one of my kids. But I heard you just you brought the house down with your stories, and that's one reason why I wanted to have you in, because you talked a little bit about that night, I'm told, about your kind of your interview and how you got connected through Father Glenn O'Connor and then your interview with Chris Ballard. Tell me a little bit about that story.
It was, for the most part, it was Father Glenn called me and said, hey, the Colts are looking for someone. As a chaplain, I said, oh, okay. And he said, call Dave Neeson. You know Dave.
Yeah.
And I called Dave, and Dave said, hey, I'm meeting with Chris Ballard at 3:30. Can you be there? And I said, sure. And I cleared my calendar, and I was there. And the next thing I know, I was meeting with Chris Ballard, the GM for the Colts. I'm like, wow. And it was kind of on the spot, and it all happened at once. And next thing I know, we were standing on the practice field. He was showing me around a little bit and said, hey, when can you start?
Wow. And you guys didn't talk a lot of X's and O's or football, did you?
Nope.
Yeah. What kind of did you think it was kind of the conversation? What can you kind of get us, take us into that room? What was the conversation like with him, with Chris Ballard?
We were sitting in his office, and it was more of a, we're looking for someone who can say mass before the home games, and we're looking for someone who can be present to the team, you know, when the guys need you. Because for the most part, I'm there a couple times a week.
Yeah.
In addition to game day, and just seeing what's going on in the media, see what's going on in the person's life, what's going on with the organization, also what's going on in the scripture, and trying to see how we can make that applicable to their day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm. Talking with Father Douglas Hunter, he's the Colts chaplain, but more importantly, you're the pastor at St. Rock. That's your day job, right?
That's my first and foremost position.
Yeah, and we were talking before we went on the air about how interesting your Sundays on Colts home games are. Take me through game day. Colts are home for Father Douglas Hunter. What's your day like?
Game day begins at 6:30 a.m. and I get up, do my morning prayer, go out, unlock the doors by 6:50. People start coming in at 7:00. Mass is at 8:00. Go through the regular mass, meet with people afterwards, getting ready for the 10:30 mass, have mass. As soon as mass is over, I greet a few people on the way out, jump in my truck, head up to Lucas Oil. It's only an 8-minute drive, got it down to a science.
Yeah.
Pull in the south parking lot, go through 8 levels of security, go into the locker room, change clothes, meet with players, pray with them, talk to the coach, talk to Chris if he has anything that he wants to talk about. Go out on the sideline. Sometimes I have guests there, and I meet with them, get in a couple photos with people, and then the game starts. And then right after the game, I'm back in my truck, zipping back down to St. Rock, unlock doors, getting ready for 5:30 mass.
Yeah. So you're like the media. When I used to be in the media, we used to pray. We wanted a good game. We didn't pray, but we wanted a good game.
Right.
And we wanted the Colts to win if possible, but more importantly, what we wanted was no overtime.
Oh, I pray for no overtime.
Yeah. Ken, who's here with me today and goes to St. Rock, was telling me that the parishioners there have figured out that 10:30 is the mass to go to on Colts home games because it's going to be a very short homily because you got to get moving, right?
That's right.
I know a lot of this team, they're not Catholic guys. And Jack Doyle, I think, is one that I know of right out of, you know, you think because he went to Cathedral. And what a great year he's had. What a great career he's having, kid out of Cathedral. How are you a chaplain for a team that is probably, you know, a large part, I don't know what the percentage is, 90% non-Catholics? How does that work?
Well, I do cater to the Catholics a little differently than I do to the overall, organization, but yeah. I'm there as the pastor to all. It doesn't matter what your background is, what your denomination is. When you want to talk about Christ, I am there for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked to a lot of the Protestants within our team and who work in the behind the scenes, and I've talked to a lot of Catholics and who are not active Catholics, and there's moments where we get into some pretty deep dialogue.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. One thing I liked about the article that the Criterion did on you, the headline was, "I know them by name, not by fame." And that really, I would imagine, is the secret to what you're trying to get accomplished, is that you know these guys as people. First, mm-hmm. That's what matters, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, and that's not doesn't sound like it's too difficult for you, but it takes some time, doesn't it, for them to open up?
It does, because you're establishing a rapport, and then you're building up on that relationship.
Yeah. Well, thank you for what you. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, I'm in a better place this year than I was last season.
Yeah.
Now they know who I am.
Yep, exactly. And every year that will grow. Well, we're about done with this week's edition of Catholic Sports Weekly. Father Douglas Hunter, thank you so very much. And can you close with a little prayer, a little blessing from Father Douglas Hunter?
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
May the blessing of Almighty God be with you both now and forever. May our Holy Mother watch over you and protect you throughout your day. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Father Hunter, thank you very much, and thank you for what you do, not just for the Colts, but for everybody here in Indianapolis. Just keep up the great work. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. God bless you, Father Douglas Hunter. And that'll do it for this week's edition of Catholic Sports Weekly. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and God bless.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.